You are listening to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and I believe that when we make our own food from base ingredients, our bodies will thank us. I want to help you with the skills, the knowledge, and most importantly, the confidence you need to make food at home in your own kitchen on your terms to fit your body. So every week, I share a health topic or a recipe or both, which will take you on a journey to effortless cooking step by step. And you can always find the topics and recipes in writing on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. Welcome back to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and this week we are looking at two ingredients that you rarely, not never, but rarely see on the same ingredient list, because you usually need one or the other. And that is baking powder versus baking soda. What's the difference between baking powder and baking soda, and which one do you use when? You may hear this and think, oh, I kind of know. What's the rule again? You know, how do I know? Or maybe you just know. Maybe this is super easy for you. But I think for a lot of people, you kind of just follow a recipe and you use the one that it says in the recipe, but you don't really know why. And that's all well and good, but I want to encourage you to move towards being able to create stuff yourself and not have to follow a recipe necessarily and experiment in the kitchen. And, you know, in that case, you need to understand which one needs to be used when. And honestly, the best way to know which one needs to be used when is by understanding what they do and how they react. So just as a quick intro to kind of, you know, set you in the right mindset for baking and using these ingredients. So for a lot of baked goods that don't need yeast, you know, for bread and stuff, you use yeast, and that's the leavening agent that you need. But if you don't use yeast and you need help with rising, so like cakes, some breads, buns, and, you know, some fluffy pancakes, just tons of stuff that you want to help rise a little bit, you'll see that the recipe is calling for either baking powder or baking soda. Baking soda, by the way, is often called bicarbonate of soda in shops here in the UK. So if you're in the UK or similar countries, then bicarbonate of soda is what I'm talking about. It's just easier to say baking soda, baking powder. So if you're wondering what the difference is and whether they are interchangeable, I'm going to look at the science, basically, of what they are and how they work. And I think that's the best way of being able to experiment and create your own dishes down the line. Not that you have to do that, but it's really lovely to have the information and feel like you are a bit more confident and possibly able to do that in the future. And also, do you know what? Knowledge is power. It's also about knowing what we're putting in our food, even if we are following a recipe step by step. So first, let's look at baking soda, bicarbonate of soda, or sodium bicarbonate, which I think is the scientific name for it, is all the same thing. It is an alkaline or basic leavening powder, so as in the opposite of acidic. So whoever said that cooking is art and baking is science, I think was definitely onto something. It needs two things to activate. It needs a liquid and it needs an acidic ingredient. When it activates, it releases carbon dioxide, which helps your cakes and other baked goods rise and become fluffy, light, and airy. So that's what happens. It is a powder that is alkaline, it needs liquid and an acidic ingredient, and that releases carbon dioxide. And that makes whatever you're making rise and become fluffy. Just recapping, so that's clear what I'm saying. So an example of a recipe where you would want to use baking soda would be, you know, a pancake recipe where you use buttermilk or kefir or a mix of milk and vinegar. So like a buttermilk kind of version. So these are all acidic. And of course, those that I mentioned there as examples are liquid too. And along with eggs or other liquids in the recipe, you would be getting both the acidity and the liquid needed for the baking soda to activate. Now, most recipes call for a very small amount of baking soda, as it is quite effective stuff. Now, secondly, baking powder. Baking powder, on the other hand, contains baking soda. It also contains an acidic ingredient. Like I looked at my baking powder that I have here, which contains disodium pyrophosphate. I hope I said that right. Which is an acidic powder. I looked it up and it is an acidic component. And then the third ingredient that it normally contains is a buffer. So that's an ingredient which prevents the two other ingredients from reacting with each other before you use them in your baking. That can be cornstarch, rice flour, or similar. Exactly how it stops it from activating, I guess it kind of keeps it dry somehow, you know, because rice flour and cornstarch is the kind of stuff that you use to thicken things, and it kind of dries up stuff that's very liquid. So that would be my guess, but I don't fully understand exactly how that works. But basically, baking powder contains baking soda, an acidic ingredient like disodium pyrophosphate, and I have to speak slower when I say that word, and then a buffer like rice flour or cornstarch. So as baking powder already contains both baking soda and the acid, all you need for baking powder to react and activate is then liquid. So you will find this in all sorts of baking where there is no acidic ingredient. For example, in my simple naan, which is the recipe of the week that you can check out on my website. It's a very quick naan that you can make basically while the rest of your food is, you know, being done. It's super easy and so lovely with your homemade curry, like for example, my chickpea curry that I recently shared. Or in something like cookies, like my oat cookies, for example, you can check those out on my website. So hopefully I've been clear there about the two differences and what they are. Now the question that a lot of people ask is, can you substitute one for the other? Help! I have baking soda, but it says baking powder in the recipe, or the other way around. Can you swap one for the other? Well, as baking powder contains baking soda, yes, you can use powder in place of soda. However, you will possibly need quite a lot more, and because baking soda being just one of three ingredients in baking powder, and so therefore you may not get the best tasting result because it will be then quite a lot of baking powder, which doesn't really taste great on its own. But I am all for giving something a go, and it is better, in my opinion, than totally giving up on baking if it's all you have in the house. You never know, it may turn out totally fine depending on what you're making. Using baking soda instead of baking powder, knowing what we know now about how it works, of course that means that you will need to add an acidic component if the recipe doesn't offer this already. But again, maybe that will totally work. Here's a tip: if you have cream of tartar at home, this can be the acidic ingredient to use for that purpose. So you might have the solution right there if you have that in your cupboard. Maybe it will even make what you're baking even more interesting if you add something acidic. Again, you won't know until you try, so give it a go. Keep in mind that you will probably need much less than it says. So for example, 1 teaspoon of baking powder would be less than 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, I'd say. I'd love to hear your experiences with using one for the other, or, you know, anything that I've missed out about baking soda or baking powder that would be useful for my listeners to know about. I know there are great users for baking soda in the kitchen, in the house, you know, in like non-food ways. So I'll do a separate topic on that, I'm sure, because there's so much that you can use that for. But I couldn't really cover that today. So I'd love to hear from you if you feel like there's anything I've missed out. And I will be here next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There are tons of recipes for you to try on my website, my YouTube channel, and also on social media channels. Just search for the From Scratch Body and you'll find me. Save useful topics and inspiration for the future, and try to have fun and experiment when you cook at home. And remember, cook from scratch and your body will thank you. I'll catch you next week.